Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is September 7th, Revelation 10. Let's get to it. This is a short chapter, but it's packed with things to reflect on. First, as with the seven seals, so with the seven trumpets, there's a pause after the sixth and before the seventh. Last time there was a silence. This time it's announced there will be no more delay. John writes, "And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, 'Seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write it down.'" Makes you wonder, why was John not to write down what the seven thunders said? After all the other things he was specifically told to write down, now John is in on something that he's not to tell. Of course, they are seven because they're complete, representing every thunder everywhere, perhaps for all time. Sometimes he spoke in the thunder. Maybe we already know what the seven thunders have said. You might say there was thunder at creation when God spoke everything into existence. There was, no doubt, thunder at the great flood with Noah and the ark and the rainbow. There was God's thunderous voice at Mount Sinai in the wilderness when Moses went up and received the Ten Commandments. There was a multitude of the heavenly host at Jesus' birth, praising God and announcing his coming. There was a voice, which some thought was thunder, at Jesus' baptism, when God the Father spoke. God spoke again on the Mount of Transfiguration, when he repeated the message to the disciples. There was a time shortly before his suffering when Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify your name," and an answer came from heaven, "I've glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Some thought that it was thunder that day also. And then there was the sound of a mighty wind. Like a tornado, you know, which comes with thunder, right? At the day of Pentecost. What do those thunders say collectively? The Creator is a judge who is holy and brings peace through his Son. Listen to him, glorify the Father, and bring salvation. Maybe that's what the seven thunders say. I doubt that. Well, let's go on back to what John wrote. There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. We've been waiting for this, and now it seems to have come. No more delay. When the final trumpet sounds, the mystery is solved and the prophecies are fulfilled. Judgment is at hand. There's a short exchange between John and the mighty angel with the open scroll. Take note of these subtle details. He says, "Go, take the scroll." So I asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it." What's the difference between taking something and asking someone to give it to you? Asking seems more polite, especially when dealing with a mighty angel, right? But John was told to take, not to ask. Sometimes God calls us to be bold, to speak up, to take spiritual authority, to claim something in the name of Jesus, but instead, introverts like me ask God, "If it be your will, would you..." Yet he's told us to take it, claim that spiritual authority, start that difficult conversation, make that phone call, pursue that job. In Jesus' name, be bold. So then John writes, "I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, 'You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.'" It strikes me this is how it goes for us in life, too. The Spirit speaks to us, and his word is clear and life-giving. At the same time, that very word convicts us of our sin, leads us to repentance and confession. And yet, there's something healing in the pain, some seasons of refreshing that come from repentance, peace in the obeying. So John is told to eat the words. They are from God, so they are sweet. But they lead to a command to declare that word to others, some of whom are not receptive to the message. There is peace in obeying the command, but not always peace. We must prophesy. We must declare, you and I. We are to tell the good and bad news to many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Let's get to it. Amen.